You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. Fans of podcast horror and Halloween, Friday, October 25th in Austin, Texas at the Nomad Bar at 1213 Corona Drive, we have got an event for you. Attack of the Pod People is an unprecedented party to celebrate the season featuring members of OneOfUs.net, Double Toasted, The Night Owl, Horror Queers, Junk Food Cinema, Castle of Horror, Rage Select, Women in Caskets, and the Threequel Club, all performing onstage tributes to the season. All that, and you can get up and sing with Karaoke Underground or compete in our costume contest with prizes. RSVP is required for entry, so look our event up on Facebook or Eventbrite and join us. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
And I wish I could do a good impression of Jason from The Good Place because, you know, he's like, Portals! I was like, thinking, I'll start with doing an impression of him saying, Portals! But I cannot do a good impression of him. So I had to explain it. When you explain a joke, it's never as funny.
I like the workaround, though. Like, yeah. I wish I could do this. I'm kind of going to do it now.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. So I'm preparing you for that's what it was supposed to be. It was going to be hysterical. It's not, though. But we are here to talk about the 2019 film Portals. There's an awful lot of horror films with the word portal in them. There's The Portal, Portals. There's The Portal. There's like Portal 2 something, you know. I was like, you type in Portal, Wikipedia just goes and just explodes. But this is an odd anthology film in that your average anthology film has a framing device. And that framing device serves as whatever, however we get introduced to the various different stories that tend to have no real connection to each other. I mean, Right. Sometimes there's a tentative connection, like Southbound is a good example of one where there's the framing device is really just another story in amongst the stories that all take place around the same area. Portals is an oddity in that it really wants to tell sort of a story where all the stories are about the same thing and about people's reactions to the same thing, but getting a bunch of different directors in here. And to talk about this, I'm joined by Alan Galinsky from Deliberations of Doom.
Hello.
And of course, my British guest, the artist for all the website art, Baz.
Hi.
Now, do you ever go by just Barry?
Oh God, I feel like 10 years old if you call me that. No, so he's going to do this Barry. All the time now. No, Barry, what are you doing?
I'm not going to do that. I like Baz better.
Thank you.
So the directors in question, one of which made me very excited about this, which is Timo Tahajanto. I don't know how to pronounce his name. We all met him at Fantastic Fest 2 years ago because he made The Night Comes For Us, which was one of the big hits of the festival.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've seen it on Netflix, you're like, holy shit, that movie kicks ass. And then he, that same year, had another film, May the Devil Take You, which was a much smaller horror film, but well worth talking about and seeing as well. So I'm like, ooh, that guy. And then you have Eduardo Sanchez, who made The Blair Witch Project, which you guys famously know I don't care for, but I've liked almost everything else he's made since then. Obviously, a guy with a lot of horror experience under his belt. And then the guy who made the Skyline movies.
Oh.
Yeah, which I which weirdly the second
there's gotta be one.
The second one also stars Iko Uwe, so I'm like, did Iko get this project started and then say, ah, oh, sorry guys, I can't be there.
I'm trying to like, because I don't know which one's directed which segment. I'm trying to work them out in my head right now.
Yeah, I'm not even entirely sure. But so the premise is there's been a series of worldwide blackouts, all these weird black monoliths that look just like the one from 2001 are appearing just goddamn all over the place, and weird shit is happening around them. People are like, oh, the police station's inundated with calls, everything's going crazy.
That must be the quietest call station I've ever seen.
Right.
Considering that it is a call station, there's five people in it,
and that's the
and he's quiet.
Although the thing that's supposed to be the framing device is really just another one of these stories that is like, but it's interstitially going in and out like a framing device does throughout it, which is a guy who's with his family and they're in the car and they're like, we're leaving. And they end up hitting one of the portals. And then you go into the first story, which is a police call center with all these people going crazy, and things start to go crazy in the station. And then you have a segment with two women who are in a parking garage, and things are going crazy, except in this one, people are kind of turning into zombies. They're trying to force the girl maybe through the portal. Maybe Somnolists, which is a form of zombie, I suppose.
Yes, indeed.
Like a
not totally infected, but being driven.
And we see her sister keeps getting sort of grabbed by it, the force, but then if you apparently cause her pain, she can snap out of it. But
oh, yeah, that was a good bit, where they just suddenly decided to
smack the shit out of her.
The bat, the other way.
Yeah, this thing, she breaks her finger.
I'm going in, I'm going in, and
it's one of those like,
oh, here I am.
I have no idea if this will work, but I'm going to give it a shot. Plus, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I've always hated it.
And then what was the third segment? I'm trying to remember. Do you
think those...
Was it just those and then you
those
had,
are the three kind of things. And then there's also like...
There's a fourth sort of epilogue sequence.
Yeah, which is... A post-credits one, which is really weird.
Very
weird.
Because
I didn't even understand what was going on there.
Yeah, because there's a thing at the very beginning with some talking heads talking about the incident. And then at the very end, they're like, oh, and now here's a little mini story that was around those guys and what happened to them. But... The main story you're curious about is, like, I think the one that's most you're invested in is the one with the guy with his family, because we see when he comes back for the second segment, somehow he's the only guy who ever came back out of the portal, but now there's something really fucked up with his eye.
Yeah, and you should, like, that's just explained to us by another character. We don't really know that that's happening, which kind of leads to, like, a lot of confusion about this movie. Well, I will say that I didn't know it was an anthology movie going in, so it was very confusing, because I thought it was just, like, really, really poorly put together scenes that I had no idea was happening. But I think that's actually a struggle for the movie, because it's not clearly anthologized either. No. It doesn't feel like there's a true framing device and we're going to separate stories. It's kind of cuts as if they're connected, but not really connected. And the rules of the monolith and its power and the controls shift from story to story, director to director. We're not really clear of the stakes or what this thing wants or what's happening, and it seems to change in every scene.
Well, I think that is what you hit on the biggest flaw of this film, is that it is an anthology by different directors, but it never feels like it's an anthology at all, because they're all tied into this one story that's building, and it seems like nobody talked to anybody else about what they were going to do for it.
Yeah, you mentioned this, and I believed you're right. It honestly looks like nobody did talk to each other.
Right, because the stories, I don't think that anybody does anything that denies what happened before, but that's like they're building on it, but nothing ever leads you to any sort of even the faintest conclusion.
Like, the equivalent would be, like, an easy way to explain this. If someone made, like, a zombie movie and it was going to be anthology all over the world, and then it was like, so there's the same outbreak, and then you go to one and the zombies are slow moving, and then you go to another one and the zombies are fast zombies.
Right.
And then you go to another one and the zombies can talk in that one for some reason, but it's all supposed to be the same world. That's like how inconsistent these things are. Like, it's harder to like do the one to one because it's a black box.
Yeah.
So the powers can be really vague, but some consistency, if you're going to do like this weird connected anthology, is like, it's really lacking.
Some idea that, like, what we just saw in the last one, the next one is going to build on and further, like, expand on the mythology of the film and lead you towards what might be an explanation for what's actually going on, but the film doesn't seem interested in that. And like you said, I think the biggest problem is that, yeah, they were like, well, it's an anthology, you know?
Yeah.
Felt like you've just said it, though. They don't seem interested in telling us, and therefore we actually stop being interested in what they're trying to tell us. It's bizarre.
And it's not one of those things where the mystery is played for strength. Like, it's not like, I think it's a failing of the movie, and not like, it's like its intention to be this vague. Yeah. I think it wants to be vague in a lot of ways, but not that vague. Like, it's
right.
It really just like, it goes to the next scene, it's like, who cares about these people now? Like, you don't know what's happening. Like
there's a thing
it's
that,
exactly right.
There's
yeah.
a thing that happens at the very end of this movie that I was like, the movie acts like, see, now you get it. And like, no, you just made it even more confusing. I don't
precisely.
Know what we were supposed to have gotten out of that. And it's all kind of a shame, because generally speaking, this is pretty well acted. Everyone in this is pretty darn good, I thought. Especially the two girls in the garage, I thought were great.
Yeah, I was going to say that the garage scene is the one, the sections are fine, I guess, but that scene, like, there's a real tension in it, and standalone, like, if that was, like, a short, where it's just, like, the only, it was like, oh, that was pretty good, like, proof of concept for a larger movie type thing.
Right.
But the, like, the other ones are lackluster compared to that.
Agreed.
So it's kind of hurts the movie that there's this one sequence that's pretty well done.
Yeah.
And the others are just kind of, like...
And they're all very competently directed, you know? I mean, nothing about it, like, the look of it doesn't look cheap. I was like, oh, this is filmed well.
Yeah.
You know? That it's very disappointing that it doesn't all, you know, I mean, it's not more than the sum of its parts. It's much less than, and the basic idea is intriguing, and I love the concept of going, oh, you're going to do this like an anthology, but they're all tied together. The problem is like you said, there's just no delivery on it. There's no, you don't get any reward for it at all. It just is kind of a messy series of almost disconnected sequences that the movie keeps yelling at you are not disconnected.
I don't know.
Well, you said it. It's that it looks like a badly edited film.
Yeah,
yeah. The framing, like you were explaining before, the framing is needed. It would have made things a lot easier to sort of go, you know. Meanwhile, in sort of there and over here, this is happening.
Yeah,
it just sort of edited to the next bit, and it was bizarre. And
the so-called framing device, which, like I said, is really just another story that they've chopped up and to put out a little bit here, is the one I'm most like, well, this looks like it's going somewhere. This is the one that's going to explain stuff. But then it just does the same thing all the others does. It just sort of shrugs at the end and goes, I don't know, something like this happened.
Yeah, were they trying to make it feel more deeper, like you'd got to think about a lot more of what was going on? Because I was disinterested.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just, about halfway point, I think I just started to realize this movie doesn't know where it's going.
Yeah. And that disjointed feel is like we were talking about, the multiple directors, the multiple stories, and then it seemed to be like a shepherd over it all.
Yeah.
Like, in broad terms, like, think about, like, the MCU, but with no...
It needed an anthology runner.
It needs someone who's just like, consistency through this.
It felt like they sent them all, like, here's the basic idea, now do whatever the fuck you want with it, you know?
Which is a fun, like, creative idea, but you can't have your stories be so connected if you're doing it that way.
Agreed.
You
know? Yeah. So let's go to final thoughts. Alan, get us started.
You know, it's a bummer because I've always kind of thought that, like, I'm into this idea, like, having, like, a post-apocalyptic or some world-changing event be told anthology style is a cool way to do that. You know, you could do, like, because I always thought about, like, you know, end of the world, and you follow, like, one family through it, and you follow the government. It'd be cool to get little pieces of that throughout that are loosely connected. So, once I realized I was watching an anthology movie that was trying to do that, I was severely disappointed at how bad it was failing to do that. Because it's something that I didn't, like, that I always wanted. I didn't know I was about to see an attempt at. And then once I realized it, I was like, oh.
Well, it did not
this
work.
Is what it looks like when you attempt it, I guess.
Well, at least when these guys did.
Yeah. It's a bummer. Like you said, there's skill in the filmmaking here. It's not like one of those low-budget movies where you just see, like, man, these people don't know how to make things.
Yeah.
They know how to make things. This is... doesn't work together. So, pretty disappointed. I'll go 4 out of 10 ill-conceived connected stories.
Baz?
Ooh, I don't know where to start, really. I think I'm going to keep it simple. Chris, you told me about 4 or 5 times it was an anthology. And each time I was going, yeah. And I sat there patiently and I was waiting for possibly the second story, or somehow seeing that there was a different part and we were moving on from one another. And it, like you said, it was felt disjointed editing. And the portal itself, I enjoyed. It was a nice construct and everything else, but we didn't know what the fuck it was for or why it was doing anything.
Much like the
movie
itself.
It was just shitting people up, and it was like... it's telling me, it told me this before, and you're thinking, okay, more. Oh, then the next episode, it was... So, out of 10, probably about 3 finger breaks out of 10.
It's a fun idea, and I honestly, if they said, we're going to try it again in a sequel and continue the story, only this time we're going to try and get it right, I'd be like, I'll give it a shot, because it's cool enough of an idea, both as a way to construct an anthology film and as an idea for a film. I'm like... okay, if you can fix what's broken, then sure. I believe it's possible to make something good out of this still, but this is not a strong start. Despite, like we said, definitely very competent filmmaking, even quite good at points, the filming. Like I said, the garage sequence, I think, on the whole, is very well done, and you're kind of, even though you're suddenly like, why are there zombies suddenly here? Yeah. But it works. It's just by the end, you were like, more than anything, you just feel disappointed because the movie keeps giving you hope it's going to be much better than it actually is. And as it is, it's just a mess. I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 10 new Apple monolith eyes.
Oh yeah,
it's the eye monolith.
That is indeed, yes.
And I think it'd be funny if there was like a post credit scene where like the Crypt Keeper showed up.
Right.
And that was well, the kids.
And it's like, joke's on you.
It was
like,
me
you
the whole time.
Something else.
Yeah. He's like, just go watch Creep Show instead, I'm sure.
Yeah.